like everyone else. You will always be remembered, even life itself. Say it to me, Santo, to try to make it fine. Say it to me, Santo, in normal moving time. Say it to me, Santo, to talk to me.
Talking about stuff.
No, it's fine. No, this is live friendly. When are we going to get Sonos updates? I know today is not that day, but I'm champion.
I have put it in the doc. We'll get it.
That is correct. I have so many tech topics that I'm building up because it's been iPhone time. So don't worry, I have a whole list, and that's on the list. So we will.
Did you get the thing that I sent you in Slack? We were discussing related to Sonos.
I did not. I will get there.
This is why you gotta check. This is why you gotta
You know how much stuff I got going on right now?
It's a thread. Just, please, I'm gonna find the...
Oh my god.
Like, you should get a notification. It's a thread. It's in a thread that you stored. Do you not have notifications for like when someone replies
everything,
to a?
Okay. I was in a bad internet situation for the last few days until last night. Here's what happened.
Blame it on the landscapers. I know.
Here's the thing. So I had to go to Westchester because we're selling that house. There's a whole bunch of crap I have to do. You know, Tiff and I have been very busy with that instead of reading your Slack messages. And so I went there.
You know,
and
it's not just John. I needed input from you too, sir. So I'm Team John on this issue, even though I do sympathize.
We need something more powerful
than
at Marco or at here. Or
I know, seriously.
All right. So here's what happened. I arrived in Westchester and I was like, the Wi-Fi doesn't seem to be working. What's up? And I looked around and I noticed normally before I go there, it's a couple hours drive. So normally when right before I leave, I open up Nest because that house is all Nest. I open up Nest and I try, turn the air conditioning on so it's cool when I get there, or the heat, whatever. And Nest was like all disconnected. Everything was offline. I'm like, I probably have to go, reboot something, or maybe like the painters who were there accidentally unplugged my router or something. God knows what, right? So I get to Westchester and I'm looking around and I unplug the router, I plug it back in, everything. I'm like, that's weird. And then I noticed that most of the lights on my fiber optic, the Fios terminal, most of the lights are off. And I open up the little flap and it explains what the lights do and what the,
this is the ONT?
Yeah. And the pattern that it explains said something on the lines of like low whatever nanometer, which is the light, the light wavelength for the fiber optic light, is like low whatever nanometer strength. And that's weird. And I walk outside at the garage door and I see coiled up in my garden is my fiber optic cable.
Oh, like, God.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
So the next day, I'm like, well, something has cut my fiber optic line from the telephone pole. So that's going to be a problem. Meanwhile, I knew I was going to have to watch the iPhone event at this house, the following afternoon. So this launched this whole like series of, okay, I'm trying to, do my neighbors have Wi-Fi? No, I can't reach anything. I don't even know them that well anymore. They're older, but I'm like, all right, so that's not an option. I couldn't go anywhere else to watch the live stream because the whole reason I was there was to be in the house when things were happening. Painters were coming, landscapers. Like, I had to be there to answer questions, to direct people to show them what we wanted to do. So I couldn't leave the house. So I couldn't just, go to a coffee shop or a friend's house or whatever. My cell strength was not good, but it worked. So I was able to tether. Of course, I was not tethering with 5G because that wouldn't cover this area. Why would it cover areas with houses in New York? Why would you cover houses with cell coverage? So instead, I was on 5G, the wonderful AT&T, 4G BS standard they made that to label it 5G on the phone. So I had slow, high latency, low bandwidth connection. So I'm getting through. Verizon wasn't able to come fix the line until, allegedly during a time window that would cover the event. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing tethering. So the whole next day, trying to get work done over the tethering and everything. 15 minutes before the iPhone event is scheduled to begin, I get a text message. Hi, it's AT&T. You've used 75% of your tethering data for the month. If you exceed this limit, we will slow it down to 128 kilobits per second. I'm like, oh,
nice.
God, right before the iPhone event?
so you would be watching the iPhone event like it's real player in 1997.
Yeah. Like that's,
oh, gosh.
Yeah. So anyway,
not good.
So I like,
not good.
I watch it on YouTube so I could control the quality and I dropped it down to 720p.
I wondered
like
why you were watching it on YouTube. I saw you posted a message about Mastodon. I'm like, is Marco watching this on YouTube? And I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, I don't want the Apple stream to automatically adjust to a higher bit rate and slaughter my bandwidth before they've even gotten through the retail update or, whatever it was going to be. So that's how I watch this. And I got through it. It was fine. I didn't exceed the cap. Literally, as they're talking about the iPhone Pro Max camera change, this huge update that I want to hear all the details about, that's when the Verizon guy arrived and has, questions for me.
Of course.
No. Anyway, I got through it. I was able to watch it. Earlier today, I was able to go back and rewatch that section. So now I know what they actually did with the camera. But that's how I watched the stream this year. Hopefully, the two of you had better experiences.
Yeah, definitely.
My fiber optic cable was still connected. Worked really well.
Same here. And I watched it in the past. I'd watched it on the screened in porch, the last year or two. And this time I decided, no, I'm going to do it inside. And I watched it on my 4K TV. And I noticed that especially the pre-produced, like the videos within the video, oftentimes were in full, like 5.1 surround. It was delightful.
I will say, so while I was without internet for the one night that I had like no Wi-Fi, so I had to, I was still trying to get work done. Obviously, it's kind of a busy time for, both people like us who talk about Apple stuff and developers. Like, it's kind of a busy time. So I was trying to get work done and everything over tethering, and I was so tired and I was so miserable. I'm like, I just want to play some music while I work. Now, playing some music in a house with no internet connection in 2023, where I've moved out most of the technology already, like I've put most of the tech is in storage. I have basically no cables, very little equipment. All the office stuff, all my tech stuff is all boxed up in storage right now. So I didn't have access to any of that. Modern Apple devices do not do well when they don't have an internet connection on a Wi-Fi network. Like, if it's on a Wi-Fi network, but that network has no internet connection, a lot of weird stuff doesn't work very well or breaks. And so I was getting so tired of that. By the way, tethering as an alternative to Wi-Fi or cellular built-in, so bad. Like every
now,
I was so reliant on tethering, so I would have to every time, the painters have a question that requires my phone in, three rooms away. Let me go answer this question. Oh, I come back to my laptop, it's disconnected because I went out of Bluetooth or the short range Wi-Fi range or whatever. I need to get something out of my car. I'll walk over to it. Oh, wait, that disconnects it too. Anything that I would have to use my phone for usually would disconnect my laptop from tethering. Like, it was just such a pain in the butt.
No, you are so right. And this is where everyone says, oh, but tethering's just fine. It's all automatic now. No.
It's so not.
And I, generally speaking, my tethering experience is pretty good. Like, it will find a nearby device. Even my Mac will find a nearby device via Bluetooth, whatever. It will start the tethering if I ask it to. Like, it usually is, it works the way it's designed to work and supposed to work, it quote unquote just works. It's still so much worse than just having it on board. I could go on for hours about this. It's very similar to everyone being like, why do people rave about the Sonos stuff? It can't really be that good, which I think we're going to talk about in the next week or two. No, I'm telling you, it's so much better to have it on board. Now belabor this incredibly.
Funny you mentioned Sonos.
So
the only speakers I have in this house, I'm trying to play music to, make my night a little bit less crappy at this night. The only speakers I have in this house are a couple of HomePods, which are useless in this scenario.
Oh, absolutely.
Before I get there, I had decided things were getting so weird between my laptop and my phone and everything by having a dead Wi-Fi network. I decided I'm just going to turn off the Wi-Fi because things will fall back to cellular by default all the time and it'll just work better. But that meant no AirPlay access, all those things would break then. So I tried that for a while, but I'm like, how do I play music on anything bigger than my laptop speakers? The only other speakers I had besides HomePods, I had a Sonos amp, which is their TV connected, speaker connected amp, and it has a line in.
Yeah.
And the line in, I didn't have any cables with me to access it, but the line in would previously have been served by a record player. So before I discovered the cable was gone, because I packed it, I was like, maybe I could play a record. I'll be all Casey, play some vinyl.
Right?
And it turns out Tiff packed all the records last week.
Whoops.
So I have a record player with no records that is not connected to anything anyway, because I packed the cable. But, and I have an Apple TV connected to it through the TV. But that has no internet service and no Wi-Fi network now. I have a smart TV that can play smart things over the internet connection it doesn't have. I have a Blu-ray player, and it's one of the nerdy Oppo ones that has everything, every port. It had a USB port. And past me had enough foresight to leave an SD card reader next to it that's plugged into the USB port. And I had an SD card. And so I use my awesome MacBook Pro to copy a Phish concert onto the SD card and bring it over there, and that wonderful Oppo Blu-ray player actually played MP3s.